Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 19, Anime Episode 27. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 19?
Well, the title of Episode 19 was The Past of the Three Swords, The Promise Between Zoro and Kuina. And so we start on the Going Merry out at sea, and it's just a lovely day. And Nami is on a recliner, and Zoro is asleep on the deck. And Luffy is lugging a crate of cannonballs up onto the deck that he's discovered. And Usopp's like, "Oh, what do you got there?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm gonna do some target practice." And Usopp, you know, says, "Oh, I know so much about this," like he always does. And so then they're arguing about, you know, whether they're gonna. And Nami says, "Oh, well, there's this reef coming up. I see on a map that, you know, you could steer towards and use it for target practice." So they're gonna do that. And they fire it, and it does not wake Zoro. Zoro is fast asleep, and this is our way into a dream, which is the body of this episode, which is Zoro's memory of Kuina and his youth. And so, apparently Zoro always had green hair. If it's a dye job, it started when he was a young boy. But so there's this dojo, and little Zoro shows up and demands to be to fight whoever is the most powerful swordsman in the dojo. And so the sensei comes out and says, "Oh, yeah, okay." And he says, Zoro's like, "Oh, it's going to be a wager, you know. If I win, you know, then I'll be the greatest swordsman. And if I lose, then I will join the dojo as a student." So the sensei says, "Okay, well, fight my daughter." And that drives little Zoro crazy. "What? I got to fight this girl." But it turns out she is an incredible badass. She is the best student in the whole dojo. And she squares off against young Zoro. Zoro, they're fighting with just the stick swords. But Zoro puts one in his teeth. He thinks he can do three sword style. She teaches him a lesson very quickly and gives him a really red mark right down the middle of his face. He loses. And of course, much angry gnashing of teeth and tears and shivering heads and all of the stuff. And then he, you know, he has to be a student. And we see a lot of montages of him getting stronger and stronger and fighting and trying to get ready to beat Kuina, but the next time he fights her, he loses again, and he's just so angry. He's doing everything. He's like lifting a boulder with his teeth on a rope, and he's holding a barbell in his teeth as he, you know, does pull-ups and just all kinds of crazy stuff, trying to get stronger and stronger. And then, meanwhile, Kuina overhears from her sensei dad that he's not going to pass the dojo on to her, because a woman can never be, the owner of a dojo, cannot be the greatest swordsman. And she flings open the rice paper door. She's so angry at him for saying that to his friend, and he's just like, "Yeah, I'm sorry. That's how it is. A woman, you know, can't do it. You'll get as strong as you can get, and then the men will pass you by." So Kuina is very upset with her father and runs off. And then meanwhile, Zoro has got a couple of swords and he goes out and finds her. He just stumbles across her, really, in a field. She's just hanging out, being mad. And he's like, let's fight with real swords. I'm going to best you finally. And so she's like, all right. And so she gets a sword. They fight and she knocks the swords out of his hands and knocks him on his butt and stabs the sword right into the ground by him. And so she wins again, her 201st victory. And he's so, so angry. Oh, he's so angry. But then he sees that she's upset, and she's upset because of what her father said, that, it, you know, she's like, you'll still, you know, be better than me. You know, my dad says that I'm going to hit a ceiling in my strength, basically. And the boys are just going to pass me. So, and Zoro gets really mad at this. And it's a little hard to understand his reasoning at first, but what he's basically saying is, I chose you as my worthy opponent. And if you quit, I have to quit. You can't quit. I don't want to quit. We're going to keep pushing each other to be better and better. So together, one of us is going to end up being the world's greatest swordsman. And so, you know, in a way, he's giving her the ultimate compliment. They agree that they're going to keep training and keep fighting. And Zoro is like training and training and training. And then all of a sudden the boys come to him one day and say, oh, Kuina, she died. And he's bereft. He's, you know, just devastated by it. They said that she just, her father says, yeah, she just slipped on a step in the storeroom. And everybody's super bummed out. Zoro is at a total loss, and he follows the sensei into the room. They're just both on their knees, and he says, you know, Zoro says, give me the sword, give me her sword. Because, you know, and the sensei is shocked. Why would you want the sword? Why do you deserve it? And he said, because we were going to push each other. We were going to push each other to be the best we could be. And I will now try to be the best. I will be the best I can be for us both. And so the sensei thinks that's a good answer. And he gives Zoro the sword. We get back to the present, and Zoro wakes up because they're shooting cannonballs still. It turns out that Luffy misses with his cannonball shot, misses the reef they're shooting at. But surprisingly, Usopp's actually able to nail it on his first try. And so Luffy says, oh, well, you're our sniper. That settles that. And then they're all in the galley in the kitchen area, and they're all talking about the next person that they need to get for their crew. And it's pretty clear that everybody thinks the next person they need is a cook. They need somebody to cook for them. They're all really hungry. And Luffy's like, yeah, I know, exactly. That's who we need to get, a musician. And they're like, what? And he's like, yeah, you got to have a singer on your ship. And they're like, no, that's not. So then they're all laughing about that. And then all of a sudden there's this big noise outside. Somebody's out on the deck of their ship. Somebody's attacking. And they're like, what's going on? And they look out and there's this weird looking guy in sunglasses. And he's like storming around the ship. And Luffy goes out and he's like, what's your deal? And who the heck are you? The guy's not giving any answers. He's not making any sense. He's just, you know, busting things up. And so Luffy basically slams him end over end into the wall. And he ends up on his head and slumps to the floor. And then Zoro is like, who is that out there? I recognize that voice. And the guy's like, what? Who is that? Who dares to disrespect me? And he's like, Johnny? And the guy's like, what? Zoro? And Luffy's like, you guys know each other? And we don't know who he is. So that's kind of where we left it.
Who is Zoro's childhood sensei?
This is the sensei of the dojo that young Zoro wants to join with. Sensei wears his hair back in a ponytail. He has round glasses and wears a traditional gray kimono.
Who is Kuina?
This is Kuina, the daughter of the sensei. Kuina is a young teenage girl. In this scene, she is wearing a gray shirt and shorts. She has black hair and wields a katana.
Who is Roronoa Zoro as a child?
This is young Zoro of the green hair. He is currently in this scene dressed in the outfit worn by the Kuina's father's dojo, and he wields two katanas in the scene.
What is Wado Ichimonji?
This is the sword wielded by Kuina.
Who is Johnny?
This is apparently Johnny. We've just met him. We don't know anything about him except what he looks like. He's got black hair. He's got really thin sunglasses. Some interesting looking, I'm not sure if those are scars or what on his face. And he wears a blue-gray hoodie and a black t-shirt.
What was the setting in this episode?
Well, we began and ended on the Going Merry out at sea. But then we had a long dream or a flashback or a memory, if you will, that encompassed a number of locations from Zoro's childhood. Most specifically, the dojo where Zoro trained when he was a boy. Also, a field where he faces off against Kuina. And some forest land where he was training on his own. And then we ended our show in the galley, the kitchen of the Going Merry. And then came out onto the deck for when we met Johnny.
What was the combat in this episode?
There was a great deal of fighting in this episode in various forms. There was some target practice with cannonballs that Luffy and Usopp were engaging in. There was also a great deal of stick fighting for training purposes in the dojo in Zoro's memory. There was several occasions where Kuina and Zoro faced off with their practice swords. And then there was the fight with real katanas in the field at night. Where Zoro faced off against Kuina, and she bested him once again, racking up her 201st victory. And then there was a bit of a scuffle at the end on the deck of the Going Merry when Johnny was causing trouble on the deck, and Luffy used his rubber flexibility to fling Johnny over his head and into the wall of the ship upside down, and he landed on his head.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
No, it was a very good self-contained episode. I enjoyed it. I don't know where they get all their tears from. That is like every ounce of fluid in a person's body coming out through their eyeballs. But that's just the way anime is sometimes.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 19. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!